节经节，在《使徒行传》九章十五节到十六节。
Okay, so first we're going to turn to the scriptures and read Acts chapter 9, verse 15 to 16.
那我们可以稍微读一下哈。主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
神拣选每一个人都有他的一个目的。
God, when he chooses people, he has a purpose for them.
他有一个为他的计划。
He has a plan for them.
像对保罗，他有这样的计划。
And for Paul, he had such a plan.
像那个亚拿尼亚，神对亚拿尼亚说，保罗要在外邦人和君王的面前，以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
And that's why here, you know, God said to Ananias that Paul would be used to spread his name before the Gentiles and before the people of Israel.
Yeah, 甚至在君王的面前。
And before the kings.
那他说他会受许多的苦难。
And also that Paul would, you know, suffer.
那我们知道果然后来保罗是在不只是在犹太人也在外邦人面前做见证。
And indeed, Paul, he testified for Christ in front of the Jews and also in the Gentiles.
那甚至在他晚年殉道之前他在罗马。
And before he was martyred, he was in Rome.
是不是也有让罗马的整个城的人甚至君王都听到了见证。
And surely when he was there, you know, he testified before many of the kings and royal people.
那在旧约里面神也拣选了大卫。
And also in the Old Testament, you know, God chose David.
那虽然他在众弟兄中间他在外面牧羊。
And even though among his brothers, you know, he was the one who was tending the sheep.
那他的哥哥们都被爸爸看重。
And all of his other brothers were, you know, seemingly a little more esteemed than him.
可是当神的先知跑去要拣选一个人的时候。
But when God's servant went to their household to choose someone.
那他在外边牧羊。
He was, you know, out there, you know, tending the sheep.
可是神拣选了他。
You know, but God chose him.
那神拣选他是因为他在一些事上有忠心。
And the reason God chose David was because on certain things, David was faithful.
因为比如说他牧羊的时候如果碰到狮子或熊来了他很有胆量。
For instance, when he is out there with his flocks, when, you know, a bear comes along or a lion comes along, he's brave.
那他的胆量来自于他对上帝的认识。
But his courage came from his understanding of God.
他认识耶万军之耶和华的名。
He recognized that his Lord is the Lord of, you know, armies.
那所以他可以在狮子或是在狼在这些熊啊或是这些动物面前凶猛的动物面前他不怕。
So that's why he could be unafraid in the face of lions and bears and other furious creatures.
他是一个赞美神的人。
But in addition, he's also someone who praises the Lord.
他是一个认识耶和华名字的人。
He knows God's name.
他也认识耶和华的帮助。
He understands that God is his help.
所以当他面临哥利亚的时候。
And so when he faced Goliath.
那他虽然用那个甩石机用一个小小的甩石机里面有几个光滑的石头。
So even though when he faced Goliath and he was using a small slingshot with a few, you know, stones.
但是他对哥利亚说，你是依靠你的刀枪这些铜戟啊，依靠这些军事的武器，我是依靠万军之耶和华的名。
He said that, you know, he said to Goliath that, you know, Goliath is relying on his sword and his might, but he's relying on the Lord.
万军之耶和华的名。
The Lord, the God of armies.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
对他，结果他打胜了。
And so he was victorious in that.
可是因着打胜，他也遭遇到逼迫。
But even in his victory, he was persecuted.
因为他们说大卫杀死千千，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Because later on, you know, people started singing praises and saying that, you know, Saul killed thousands, but David killed tens of thousands.
所以他被逼迫。
So he was persecuted.
他到处逃跑。
And he had to run away from place to place.
他说我离，有的时候说我离死只剩一步。
And there were times where he felt like he was only one step away from death.
约瑟也是如此。
And Joseph was the same.
约瑟本来是爸爸的宠爱。
Originally, Joseph was the favorite of among all of his brothers.
但是他的哥哥们嫉妒他。
So his brothers were jealous.
那，原来他也做了异梦，那神也让他看到将来他会有一些什么样的地位。
And you know, during that time, he also had a vision from God where he dreamed about the future of, you know, what he would become.
那但是，情形改变了。
But the situations changed.
那他的哥哥们嫉妒他。
His brothers, you know, were very jealous.
本来是想把他丢在坑里面。
Originally, they threw him into a well.
那后来就把他卖了。
But then they decided to sell him off.
但是他在波提法的家中一直尽忠。
But when he was sold and he was in Potiphar's household, he was very loyal and effective.
那结果因着他持守他的圣洁，结果他被就是陷害。放在监牢里。
But because he, you know, stood firm on, you know, his holiness, he ended up being thrown into prison.
我们可以看诗篇一百零五篇十六到二十二节。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇一百零五篇十六到二十二。
Psalms chapter 105, verses.
Yeah, 我们可以稍微读一下。他命饥荒降在那地上，将所倚靠的粮食全行断绝。在他们以先打发一个人去，约瑟被卖为奴仆，人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链捆居。耶和华的话试炼他，只等到他所说的应验，王打发人把他解开，就是治理众民的，把他释放，立他做王家之主，掌管他一切所有的，使他随意捆绑他的臣宰，将智慧教导他的长老。
He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles, his neck was put in irons. So what he foretold came to pass. So the word of the Lord proved him true. The king sent and released him. The ruler of people set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom.
上帝对他有一些期许。
So, you know, the Lord had some expectations for Joseph.
可是他自己也做了异梦。
And he also had these dreams.
但是这边有一句话说耶和华的话试炼他。
But there's a, you know, in the word it says that God was testing him with his word.
有的时候神要成就一件事情整个外边的环境是相反的。
Sometimes when God wants to accomplish something, the circumstances around us, you know, seem to be the opposite.
那神应许约瑟要怎么样？可是在过程中完全相反。
So God had this, you know, plan for Joseph, but during the process, everything seemed to go in the opposite direction.
他被卖。
He was sold as a slave.
这边讲到说铁链拘困。
And here it talks about how he was put in shackles.
但是他在那个不容易的环境中。
But even in these difficult circumstances.
在监狱里面。
In prison.
他仍然圣经上告诉我们他仍然持守神的同在。
In the Bible it says how Joseph continued to dwell in the presence of the Lord.
那神的智慧在他的身上。
And so God's wisdom was upon him.
所以他能够解梦。
So he could explain dreams.
神又把他从那个监牢的深坑中救拔出来。
And God was able to pull him out from those pits.
Yeah, 然后把他立在高位。
And made him sit on in a high position.
那这些人他们都经验过不同，不都经过一些不容易的事。
So all of the examples that we talked about, they all went through some really difficult situations.
但是他们都经过了，而且都得胜了。
But they all went through it and they all overcame.
保罗也是如此。
And so it's the same with Paul.
他曾经是要逃出去的时候，是别人用一个箩筐。从那个围墙上把他放下来。
One time when he was escaping, you know, people, you know, put him in a basket and lowered him down.
他有一次行了一个神迹，赶出污鬼。
One time, you know, he performed a miracle and he casted out this demon.
可是那个被污鬼附的人本来可以替他的老板赚钱。
But this woman who was possessed, was helping her, I guess,
boss.
Her boss make money.
但是当鬼赶出去了，那就不能了，所以老板就他的那个老板就很生气。
But this boss was really upset because his money maker.
结果以弗所城合城都搅动了。
So this shook up the entire city of Ephesus.
那所以而且。圣经里面告诉我们，他经过了许多许多的不容易。
And the Bible tells us, you know, just how many, many, many difficulties Paul had to experience.
经过船难。
Whether it was on the sea, on a boat.
经过别人的鞭打。
Whether it's being flogged by others.
或是经过有的时候被出卖。
Sometimes he was, you know, sold out.
他也经过人生的那人世间的温暖，也人世间的就是很冷酷。
So he's experienced both, you know, the kindness of others, but also other people's cruelty.
Yeah, 他们曾经加拉太人哦，说我就是为了你眼睛为你挖下来都愿意。Galatians,
even the you know Galatians, you know, one time they said they would be willing to, he would be or they would be.
他们加拉太的弟兄姊妹。
Okay, the brothers and sisters of the church in Galatians, they would, you know, gouge out their eyes for Paul.
那但是当保罗就是传因信在基督里的自由而不愿意回到律法的时候，加拉太的人他们也翻脸了。
But when Paul preached freedom through Christ, through faith, the church, the people there, you know, they turned on him.
Yeah. 那但是感谢神，我们现在就是 我们在人生间我们也会遇到一些不容易。
But thank the Lord, even for us, oftentimes we'll go through life and experience difficulties.
那我想我们可以看一下我们昨天所看的圣经哈。
So we can turn to another scripture that we read last night.
要我们可以思想一下这些话。
And let us just meditate on these words.
在诗篇六十二篇。
In Psalm 62.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我的心默默无声，专等候神。我的救恩是从他而来。
My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him.
那在第六节。
And in verse 6.
唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不动摇。
He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken.
第二节也是唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不很动摇。
And verse 2 says the same thing. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken.
那在第一节他说我的心默默无声哈，专等候神。
In the first verse, it talks about how he's, you know, quiet and still, resting before God.
Yeah, 这个NIH 的版本跟其他的版本有一点而不太一样，他直接就讲 rest， 他没有讲 wait on， wait for the Lord。 那但是在有的版本他是说，就是他把他的眼睛，心灵的眼睛专仰望神，专去注意在神的身上。
The NIV translation of this,
直接讲到 rest.
But in other versions, it talks about waiting upon God. And this is really, what this really means is, you know, focusing, you know, our spiritual eyes and our hearts on the Lord.
Yeah, 对。那他特别也讲默默无声。
And so it also mentions about, you know, just being quiet before the Lord.
Yes. 那其实这是最难的事。
And honestly, this is the most difficult thing.
A.B. Simpson 曾经说过，他曾经想要安静在神的面前。
A.B. Simpson once said, you know, when he wanted to be still before the Lord.
但是他感觉到好像，就是他感觉到那个就是怎么讲啊，就是要安静的时候，他说好多好多的思想就进来了。
He felt like when he wanted to be quiet, all of these thoughts started coming into his mind.
很不容易静下来。
And it was very hard to just, you know, quiet down.
所以一个人能静得下来是一件特别神的恩典。
So it's truly God's grace if we can completely be quiet before the Lord.
我们今天曾经想过说，耶稣说，烦劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我就使你得安息。
And we know that Jesus said, you know, those who are weary with burdens, you know, they can come before him.
耶稣希望我们的心平静安稳。
Jesus wants our hearts to be at peace.
他说，你们得救在乎平静安稳。
Jesus said that, you know,
不是以赛亚说，你们得救在乎平静安稳。
Isaiah says that, your salvation is, there's peace in salvation.
那你们得力在乎，归回安息，归回安息。
And you are made righteous by, returning to.
那诗人在这个诗人他在这个时候，他知道。他需要从上帝来得到他的救恩。
So you know they hear
David's psalmist.
Yeah, in David's psalm, you know, he recognizes that his salvation has to come from God.
所以他就是愿意专注的来仰望神。
So he turned, you know, and focused himself on God.
他的心进到一个平静。
And in his heart, he came to a point of peace.
那 心中的安静是肉体的生命。
And so the spiritual, you know, stillness is brings life to the body.
对，这翻得很好啊，这是那很多身体的疾病跟心灵的平静有没有平静有关系。
And actually, many of our physical ailments are related to the condition of our heart.
那上帝要我们的心得到一个很大的平安。
So God wants us to find that peace.
耶稣受了刑罚，就是叫我们得平安。
And you know, Jesus, you know, he took upon that punishment so that we could have this peace.
当耶稣诞生的时候说，至高之处荣耀归给神。
And when Jesus was
born, 那个天使说，至高之处荣耀归给神。
The angel said that,
就是，make the glory to the most high.
Make glory belong to the most high.
Yeah, and the peace, 平安赐给他所喜悦的人。
Yeah, and peace to those he favors.
那大卫他知道他需要这个平安。
And so King David knew that he needed this peace.
那我们也很需要。
And we also need this.
我们在这个世代有非常多的震动。
In this world we live in, there's a lot of
shaking, 震动
turmoil.
Yeah, 或是 shaking. 但是耶稣，但是圣经告诉我们说，我们可以得了一个不能震动的国在我们里面。
But you know, the Bible tells us that within us we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
是，那我们需要，我们需要就是专注于它，而且我们要寻得这个安息。
So we need to, you know, focus our eyes on Him and to search for this peace.
今天早上我听这些诗歌。
This morning when, you know, I listened to the hymns that we sung.
我想学乔把他三个女儿的名字都放进去了。
I think, you know, Abraham probably put all of his
第一个是可慕
his children's names into
如露切慕溪水，有一个叫慕德。
So, you know, one of the children's name is 慕德 and, you know,
yeah, 第二个是
first song,
第二个是安息。
First song had to deal with, you know,
可慕
being thirsting for the Lord.The second song
是 no 安息为德。安息
being peaceful,
就是看万事损，看每一件事都是损失，但是那个神圣的安息是很重要的呀。就是呀 ，think everything was is lost, but the holyHoly rest is very important. Yeah, very important. Okay.
事实上，他的名字就是因为这首诗歌来的。
对，我知道。呀、yeah, ，那最后还有一个好朋友啊，就是有德哈。我想我大概了解一下他哈。感谢神。但是感谢神，我们在这边，我们今天还是要看到诗人，他就是要得到。那他发现一件事情。他需要依靠神。
So in here, you know, the psalm talks about the need to look to God, and he discovered something here.
我们有的时候，当我们在上帝的面前
，sometimes when we're in the presence of God,
那你会不会觉得我们自己很渺小
？Do you sometimes feel that like we are so, you know,
我们不过是一个， 我们不过是一个受造的。
Because we're only just His created.
我们很有限。
And we're very limited.
那我们真的非常有限，但是我们需要，当我们在等候神的时候，我们需要让这一位创造者的生命进到我们里面。
Yes, we are very limited, but when we're before waiting upon Him, We're asking for His life and His power to come into us.
首先提到的是救恩跟拯救。
And so the first thing is talks about, you know, salvation.
第一节，我的救恩是从他而来。
In the first verse, it says, "My salvation comes from Him."
在第七节，我的拯救，我的荣耀都在乎神。
In verse 7, it says, "My salvation and my honor depend on God."
我们的主给我们的救恩是全备的。
The salvation that God gives us is everlasting.
他不只是拯救我们的灵魂。
And it's He not only saved. Our spirits.
他也医治我们的身体。
But he also healed our bodies.
我这个礼拜接到汪大哥的电话。
This week I got a call from brother Wang.
Yeah, 我们本来是两个家庭要去拜访。
Originally, you know, we were going to meet.
那他跟我们说，这个礼拜他曾经身体不舒服，有住院。他的妻子也照顾他，也很辛苦，所以他就说他们可能那一天不方便。
He said, you know, he told me that that day might have not been good because he was recently not feeling well and he had to be in the hospital and his wife has been taking care of him.
做了很多的检查。
He went through a lot of examinations.
那我想，当然我们也需要地上的医师。
You know, and I feel like, yes, you know, we still need doctors.
我们不是说我们要属天的医治就不要地上的医师。
It's not that we say that we want a spiritual healing and that we don't need doctors either.
但是我们的耶稣为我们预备属天的医治。
But our Lord Jesus prepared for us a heavenly healing.
那他因耶稣受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
And through the stripes that he bore for us, we were healed.
那耶稣为我们在十字架上，还有他背十字架的时候，人生最后一段的路程，罗马的兵丁用鞭子打他。
And we know that, you know, when he was carrying the cross before he went there, you know, the Roman soldiers were beating him.
那他受了鞭伤，那个罗马的兵丁的钩的鞭子是有钩的，可以把皮开肉绽啊，皮肤都裂开了。那他流那个流，他受伤是为什么？
And we know that you know the tools that the Romans used when they were flogging, people had you know hooks on them. But why did you know Jesus have to take these? The suffering.
他为了要医治我们。
It was so that you know he could heal us.
以赛亚书五十三章那边讲，他因他受的刑罚，我们得到平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
In Isaiah chapter 53, it talks about how through his suffering we were able to receive peace, and through you know the punishment we were able to be you know healed.
我想在诗篇六十二篇并没有提到医治这件事。
In Psalm 62 it doesn't talk about healing.
但是他提到很多很多关于上帝的琐事或是上帝的琐事。
But it talks about a lot about what God is.
那我今天特别提到的是也先提到医治。
And so you know I've only first mentioned about healing.
因为我想到汪大哥今天可能会来。
Because I felt, you know, Brother Wang would be here today.
那终于来了。
Indeed, he's here.
我们需要相信上帝为我们预备的医治。
We do need to believe in the healing that God has prepared for us.
我想圣经的话是安定在天。
And we know that, you know, the words in the Bible were established in heaven.
我记得我们每一个孩子学荣比较少，那几乎每一个孩子都经历属天的医治。
And I believe, you know, every child, you know, everyone has You know,
都经历
experience,
对，都经历了医治
healing.
Yeah, 雪桥小的时候生病啊，我们就是为他祷告，一个多礼拜都还没好。
You know, when Abraham was a child, you know, he was sick for a whole week, and we were praying for him the whole time.
但是我们继续的祷告。
And even though he wasn't healed yet, we continued to pray.
继续的相信。
And continued to believe.
我们那个时候，后来我们家的孩子，我们不太敢放那个温度计哈。我们看温度计的话，你的信心看去看温度计，你就不容易有信心哈。
So in our household during those times, we didn't even want to use a thermometer because, you know, we felt like reading those, the temperature might, you know, shake our faith.
我们给他预备柳丁汁啊，后来他就好了。
So we just used like orange juice and other methods.
就是为他祷告。
Prayed for him, and you know, eventually he did get better.
第二个比较严重。
For our
The second, 第二个孩子比较严重。
Second child, it was a little more,
有一点像，有一点像肺炎或者哮喘之类的事情。
It was kind of like
pneumonia, 或是晚上的时候会气喘。会就是会一会好像很不舒服啊，会有一些声音出来啊。那但是我们就是继续的祷告，继续的赞美。
So our second child, you know, at some point he was experiencing pneumonia or some sort of coughing. But we continued, we just prayed for him.
有的时候他睡觉，我就抱着这个孩子在会堂里面走来走去。
So sometimes, you know, I would carry the child in the church.
那赞美神。
And praise the Lord.
那有的时候我累了，他来赞美。
And sometimes when I was tired, you know, my wife would, you know.
有的时候我们一起祷告。
Would do the same. And other times, you know, we would pray together.
我们认罪，我们同心祷告。
We confess our sins and we pray together in spirit.
诗人怎么说？
So what does it say in these Psalms?
我们要称颂耶和华。
It says that, you know, we have to praise the Lord.
他赦免我们一切的罪。
He forgave all us of all of our sins.
医治我们一切的疾病。
That he healed us from all sickness.
感谢神。
So thank the Lord.
那后来这个孩子好了。
So, you know, eventually the second child did get better.
他到如今连维他命都不太会吃。
Even to this point,
他不会吞，好像不太会吞药。
He's not used to, you know, taking pills.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
我真的是要感谢神。
I really want to thank the Lord.
我想我们的主依靠他的医治。
You know, for us, you know, we rely on.
他是我们的医治。
He is our healing.
那我希望。我们更多的经验主自己直接的医治。
I hope that we can all continue to experience God's healing.
Yeah, 感谢神。那我们现在再继续看这个诗篇六十二篇这边，他提到有一个词叫做磐石。
So let's continue to read Psalm 62. We know here it talks about.
The rock.
Yeah, we talks about how God is the rock.
第二节，唯独他是我的磐石。还有第六节。
In verse 2 and in verse 6, it says that He alone is my rock.
那我们需要这一个坚固的磐石。
So we need this solid rock.
那基督就是我们的磐石。
And so Jesus is our rock.
那是我们的拯救，是我们的救恩。
He's also our salvation.
那这边还有一个字叫做高台。
Here it also says, you know, that he is my fortress.
那我们需要在旧约的时候打仗的时候，他们爬到很高的一个石头上面，那个地方就是比较安全。
In the olden days, you know, if you're going to war, you know.Climbing up to the highest rock or highest point is the safer position.
在诗篇九十一篇，在诗篇九十一篇。
In Psalm 91.
第一节到第第 第四节，第一节到第四节，我们可以读。住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的，他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他翅膀的荫下，他的诚实是大盾牌。请你只要读第一节到第三节就够了。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence.
那我们真的是需要经验一个高处。
So we really do need to experience, you know, being in this high place.
在这个地上，主耶稣说，在世上有苦难。
You know, God said to us that on this earth we will have, you know, suffering.
但是在主里有平安。
But in Christ we have peace.
那我们知道我们的主现在在至大者的右边，在天上至大者的右边。
And we know that our Lord is sitting at the right hand of God.
他已经升到高天，掳掠了仇敌。
He has already risen and gone up to heaven as overcame the enemy.
属灵的仇敌。
The spiritual enemy.
属灵的仇敌有等级。
Among the spiritual, I guess.
Forces.
There
are classes.
Different levels.
Yeah.
Classes.
就是执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的 powers, rulers, principalities 啊，不同的等级啊。但是我们需要长生在至大者的，要长生在这个主耶稣的里面。
But we need to dwell in Christ.
我们需要长生在他至高者的隐秘处。
We need to rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
那仇敌比较不容易攻击到我们。
So that the enemy cannot easily attack us.
在第三节、第四节。
In verse 3 and 4.
他说：“你们大家攻击一人啊，在诗篇六十二篇，你们大家攻击一人，把他毁坏，如同毁坏歪斜的墙、将倒的壁，要到几时呢？”他们彼此商议，专要从他的尊位把他推下。他们喜爱谎话，就读到这，好，没关系，你来，你帮我们一下。
Okay, back in Psalm 62, verse 3 and 4. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence. They fully intend to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies.
好，我们就暂时读到这。我们知道，不只是大卫在作王的时候，他也经验这样的事。
And we know that King David, he experienced this during his reign.
我们最近，我们也看到这最近这些大选之前啊，不管是川普提名了卡巴纳，哦，也是被攻击的非常的厉害。
And we also know that recently, you know, whether it's the these elections or prior to this with Judge Kavanaugh, you know, the media was was attacking
President Trump.
嗯，
他们说，要民主党赢，所以他们可以 impeach 这个 Kavanaugh， 还有 impeach 川普。
And you know, the Democratic Party wants to, you know, have take over on the polls so that eventually they could impeach Kavanaugh or impeach the president.
但是真的需要上帝的帮助，属天的帮助。
But we really need help that comes from the Lord.
那因为我们所打的仗不是属血气的战，而是属灵气的战。
Because you know the fight that we're fighting is not with the flesh, but in the spirit.
所以很多的基督徒祷告。
So many Christians are praying.
那感谢神，我们求主在这样的事上掌权。
But still we thank the Lord, and we know that God will be in control.
年轻人，就礼拜六，礼拜二不要忘了你的一票。
Everyone, don't forget to vote on Tuesday.
呀，就是你要晓得，也许你说我就是这么一票，但是你这一份心，就是五饼二鱼，上帝就要加上祝福。
Some might think, oh, you know, I'm just one vote, but you know, if we have the heart, it's just like the way God sees, when in the New Testament, when you know.
Yeah, 第五节这边他说，第五节他说，我的盼望是从他而来的。
And in verse 5 it says that
my hope
comes from him.
我们真的是需要这样的盼望。
So we need to have this kind of hope.
这边有一节经节，罗马书15章13节。
So in Romans chapter 15 verse 13.
他说，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安赐充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们都需要盼望。
And we all need this hope.
但是我们的盼望不只是在地上的。
But our hope isn't of this earth.
在地上的有一天都会过去。
One day everything on this earth will pass.
有一天这个地上可能会无超化，或是会有一些黑暗的权势。
One day on this earth, there will be darkness and evil.
但是上帝给我们的恩召是何等的指望。
The calling that God has for us is, a better hope.
Yeah, 我们可以成为神的众子。
We can become God's heirs.
还有 sonship.
Yeah, sons and daughters.
哎，那我们可以成为神的得胜者。
And we can be God's overcomers.
地上的事情，地上的这些，从某一个角度看来，好像真的是这些物质的东西，有一天都会过去。
And you know, everything we see on this earth, the material, things of this world will, pass away one day.
但是我们可以得到一个荣耀的生命。
But we can, receive a glorious life.
这个地上的产业都会过去。
The things on this earth will pass away.
圣经里面提到，凡有形质的都要被烈火消化。
Whatever the Bible says that whatever,
形质就是有形质。Those who you can see, you can touch, material can, yeah, 它都会被烈火消化。Consumed by the fire. 有一个核能专家，从大陆来美国的核能专家。
Okay. Bible says that whatever is tangible on this earth will perish.
那但是，一个大陆来的核能专家，核子专家 ，nuclear,
and also
scientist,
nuclear scientist.
他是一个专家 specialist.但是他发现那个核那个被烈火消化的原文是什么？他被烈火消化 ，to be consumed by fire 的原文是就是核融合，核子的融合啊。那好 ，OK。但是各位弟兄姊妹，我们可以得着一种基业，那种基业是不能朽坏、不能衰残、存到永远的基业。我们可以得到 ，we can receive an inheritance that cannot be consumed 不能毁坏啊，那能够存到永远的基业，那个是在我们的生命中 ，Amen。OK， 好， 那再过来我们再请看在就是第七节这个地方，我的拯救我的荣耀都在乎神。
In verse 7 it says that my salvation and my honor depends on God.
哦，不只是救恩，而是我们的 glory, 我们的 honor 也在乎神。
So it's not just salvation, but it's our honor, our glory.
我们本来没有什么 glory, 我们本来没有什么荣耀。
Before we didn't really have, you know, glory or any honor.
但是我们的神是荣耀的神。
But our God is a glorious God.
但是我们更多的把荣耀归给他。
So we give more glory to him.
而且我们要看见神的荣耀。
And that we want to see his glory.
特别是诗人在他经过许多的苦难。
Here we know that, you know, David, he went through a lot of difficulties.
他在苦难中要看见神的荣耀。
But even in these difficulties, he wanted to see God's glory.
神帮助他，搭救他。
So God helped him.
教导他的指头征战。
Helped him fight his battles.
有的时候还教导他装疯。
And sometimes gave him wisdom to, you know, pretend to be crazy.
我们有的时候需要灵巧像蛇。
Sometimes we do have to be, you know, shrewd like snakes.
如果他那个时候在加特王那里，他不装疯，别人看，哦，这个就是杀死万万的，到我这里来了，很可能他就没命了，对不对？所以他灵巧，他是一个跟随神的人。Amen.
So when he was among the Philistines, you know, he had to act that way. Otherwise, you know, other people would realize that he is the person who killed tens of thousands.
但是大卫最看重的一件事情。
So, you know, he was wise and he relied on God, but he also recognized one thing.
他最看重的一件事是什么?
And the thing that he cared about the most.
有一件事我要寻求，我仍然要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。Amen.
And for King David, that was, you know, that there's one thing in his life that he seeks.And it's to dwell in the presence of the Lord.
那瞻仰神的荣
耀。
保罗也是这样讲。
And Paul says the same thing as well.
他说，我们的心几时归向神，帕子就几时除掉了。
And Paul, you know, wrote that, you know, whenever we turn our eyes to him, the veils are removed.
神上帝就要显出他的荣耀来。
And that God will reveal His glory.
我们就要被改变，越来越有他的荣耀。
And we'll be changed and become, we'll have more and more of His glory.
我们原来的生命性情都是卑贱的。
Because our original condition was,
如果我们没有耶稣，如果我们没有耶稣，我们的生命性情都是卑贱的。
Because without Jesus, our
life, 我们的
is,
our 性情是什么 temper, is 卑贱是 how to say, 自刚这个卑贱怎么讲，但是神要用万有归附他的大能，叫我们这卑贱的性情改变成荣耀的性情。
But God wants to turn us from a place of
lower state.Into higher glorious state. Amen.
From a lowly state to a glorious state.
Once we were unclean, once we were 我们不好，但是神要我们变成有基督的形象。
Before, you know, we were not good, but God wants us to become more Christ-like.
我们要在活人之地看到他的恩惠。
That we want to witness his glory.
Yeah, 他的 glory 包括他的恩典跟怜悯。
We want to experience his glory, his grace, and his mercy.
Yeah, 那他这边提到我的力量，我的避难所都在乎神。
It says that, you know, his strength and his, you know, refuge is in God.
感谢赞美主。那我深深的感觉到上帝在一切的事上都在掌权。
And I truly believe that in everything God is in control.
有的时候我们 遭遇患难，但是神让我们有一个避难所。
Sometimes, you know, God allows us to experience difficult situations, but God is still our refuge.
是，他是我们的避难所。他，所以他要我们常常的来依靠他。
So he wants us to rely on him.
我们要更多的依靠他。
To rely on him more.
还有在他的面前倾心吐意。
And to
pour out
ourselves before him.
Yeah, 我们很需要这样做。我们当我们心中困苦的时候，没有任何人能了解的时候，我们可以跟上像大卫一样跟神倾心吐意。
So you know, when we're in this world and you know other people cannot help us, you know, we can come to God and pour our hearts out to Him.
那个撒母耳的妈妈也是这样跟上帝倾心吐意。
So Samuel's mother did the same thing before God.
神听了，神就成就了事情。
And God heard her prayers and fulfilled His promises.
Yeah, 在十一节这个地方，我们看十一节、十二节。神说了一次两次我都听见，能力都属乎神，就是能力都属乎神。主啊，慈爱也是属乎你，因为你照着个人所行的报应他。
Verse 11 and 12 says, One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that you, O God, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving.Surely you will reward each person according to what he has done.
这边讲到两件事，一个是能力。
Two things, you know, that's talked about here is that God is our strength.
也有讲到 power. 是能力 is strength and power. 但是另外一个是讲到慈爱。
And the other is that God is love.
我们需要上帝成为我们的力量。
So we need God to become our strength.
我们需要我们心灵的力量被刚强起来。
We need our strength.
求神借着他的圣灵。
Rely on the Holy Spirit.
还有他的荣耀。
And His glory.
叫我们心灵的力量刚强起来。
So that we are strengthened.
还有 our spirit be strengthened, 灵里必刚强起来。那我们很需要。我们圣经有一句话说，你遭难的时候若胆怯，你的力量就微小。就是。
In the scriptures it says that if you are
when you are suffering, if you are
you're weak in your suffering, then
Your strength is weak.
How little is your strength?
Yeah, 但是我们要在一切的环境中靠着他，我们要有那个大能。好，上帝给我们的能力在我们的软弱上显为完全。
But we need to rely on God's strength so that His strength may be made complete.
那另外一处在尼希米记第八章，我们就不看了。他就是说。他说：“因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。”
And in Nehemiah chapter 8 it says that,
因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah, 我们需要那个力量。我都在乎神。我们需要力量。当我们软弱的时候，但愿神帮助我们。当我们的身体软弱的时候，上帝是我们的力量。当我们心灵软弱的时候，上帝是我们的力量。
So that you know when we are weak, you know God is our strength.
Yeah, 还有一个就是慈爱。
The other is that God is our love. Is love.
Yeah, 他说慈爱也是属乎你的。
And that love comes from the Lord.
当我们在等候神，我们在亲近神，我们在仰望神的时候，我们要经验很多神的所事。
And when we are, you know, still before the Lord, waiting upon Him, we can experience everything that God is.
Yeah, 经验神的所事，他就是这一位我就是的神。
Because he is the God.
I am who I am. He's a God. I am who I am. 或者 I am what I am. 好，感谢主。那最后他说他要按着个人所行的报应他。我们看这个报应哈，好像是负面的，但是英文有两个字，一个是 reward， 一个字呢是 compensate。compensate 是那个 amplified Bible， 神会补偿你 ，Amen 啊。如果你所行的在神眼中看来是好的，也许你经过很多的不容易，但是有一天神会给你报答，或是给你补偿奖赏啊。哎 ，OK。
So the last part here talks about how God will reward us for what we do.So through our life, you know, at the end, God will reward each person.
所以我们仍然要带着盼望来等候神。
So we should, you know, wait upon him with hope.
Yeah, 我相信我们诗人，我相信诗人跟神亲密，这是他的一个使他经过一切患难中的一个秘诀之一。
And so I believe that, you know, King David in this psalm, you know, he found the secret to this hope.
对，就是 wait upon Lord and 跟神有一个亲密的关系。
Through waiting upon the Lord and having an intimate relationship.
我们最近参加一个祷告会。
Recently, we participated in a prayer meeting.
有一个姊妹这样祷告。
And a sister prayed.
她说：“主耶稣，你让川普不只是古列王。” Lord Jesus.
She prayed to Lord Jesus that President Trump would not only be a
Cyrus.
To be like King Cyrus.
那他也要有King Cyrus 是为列国的。King Cyrus 是为了列国，就是古列王是征服列国的啊，列国的。
We know that King Cyrus he conquered other nations.
那另外呢，他说要有所罗门的智慧。
But that that he would also have Solomon's wisdom.
像箴言里面的智慧。
Like the wisdom in Proverbs.
希望将来他越来越被改变啊。谦卑谨慎，不要说话得罪人，越来越成熟。
So that he can continue to change and be more humble and be more prudent.
但是第三个，他说要像大卫一样那样的渴慕神、亲近神。
But the third is to be like King David, to desire the Lord and to be close to the Lord.
Yeah, 我想不只是他，我们也需要。Amen.
And I think not just him, but also us.
那我想等候神是一个方法，仰望他，专注的等候他。我们很容易有很分心，但是神慢慢的让我们越来越专注。那帮助我们真实经验神的所事。
Waiting upon God is one way, and you know, it's not.Always easy. Sometimes we get distracted, but God will help us to stay focused.
慢慢我们就有一个专一的眼睛。
And over time, we will have a more attentive eye to Him.
一个单一的眼睛 ，single eye.
So that we will only have eyes for Him.
那最后那就是那叫什么？心腹的眼睛叫做什么？鸽子的眼睛。
And so this is like the eyes of doves that was mentioned in.
Amen. 愿我们愿神吸引我们的心。
So may God, you know, draw our hearts.
也经验神的所事。
And experience Him.
磐石、力量、高台能力、慈爱。
That He is our fortress, our refuge, you know, our strength.
Everything. Thank you very much. 谢谢你，谢谢。好，感谢主。那我们不晓得有没有谁带领我们。